ends and beginnings. The generous and bold have the best lives. It was almost noon before the exhausted riders, having made a wide circle around the imperial encampment south of the river, rejoined the main army. Half an hour later, most of four cockades were asleep on the grass. Rolf helped Harald unsaddle the mare, rubber down. 2 days back. Either he got word or figured the cavalry weren't coming. Started before dawn. We lit the bonfires. Must have been filling in the fords somehow where we dug it out. Men across in formation, most of them. Rock throwers opened things up a little. We did some damage, had to pull back. Bad part is Nuvale. Still don't know how he did it, but by the time the fight started, he had men in the mouth of the lower vale, our side the river. Couldn't get our people past. Has the ford, mouth of the vale. Herds probably all made it to the upper vale. Boys have been shifting them for weeks, ever since he got here. Lower vale to upper isn't easy. Nothing but boys, women, old men to stop him, though. Artos, most of the way up the lower vale with what was left of the Second Legion, would no doubt have found the news encouraging. From where he stood, he could see the steep slope, almost a cliff, that joined the lower vale, pasture land between steep cliffs on one side the river, with the upper. That's where dinner went. He pointed at the path that zigzagged up the slope. The top portion was choked with stones. Georgios, standing on Kieran's other side, responded. Drove the sheep up, shut the door behind them. We get to open it. The commander looked at Kieran, waited. We send a turtle up to clear the path? One way. They probably have more stones at the top. Hard to hold a shield up over your head when someone drops a boulder on it. You brought all the archers. Sweep the top edge of the slope above the path to keep them back. They can still try rolling boulders, but it will be harder, and they'll be blind. Helps. We have stone throwers, too. Captured four yesterday. The boys have been practicing. What are we fighting? Kieran stopped a moment to think. There were two archers in the cliff across the river. They stopped shooting when the crossbows showed up. If they had a lot, you'd think they would have kept it up. They had cover, high ground. Other than them, we haven't seen a soul. Where are the cats? Out on the plain. Bellio's company paid to keep them that way. Four men drowned, crossing above the ford night of the attack. I'm betting Harald had all his people at the river to stop us. Planned for some of them to fall back up Nuvale after we crossed. If I'm wrong, we have a problem. If I'm right, there should be enough herd, stored food, even this early in the year, to feed us for a while. From the ledge high up on the south cliff, the scene spread out below. Legionaries busy in the lower vale, elders in the upper, steep slope, blocked path between them. Neither group could see the other. The three boys, peering over and between their wall of piled rocks, could see both. Your Gran, his friends, they have the roof up. Oddest house I ever saw. Said if they had any sense, the crossbows would shoot high, drop bolts on their heads. Roof should stop them. Don't need back or sides. Wall in front gets in the way. Low roof instead. What are those things? What things? I can't see from here. Kolskegg scrambled backwards and to one side. Osbjorn took his place. See? A little out from the slope, like giant birds. Some sort of engine? Rock throwers. Bet they captured them when they crossed the river. Hope your Gran built his roof solid. More than bolts falling on it. Turtles forming up. 20 men, a shell of shields, moving to the bottom of the winding path up it. Torvald, the older of the two brothers, spoke. Ready, Skeg? Almost there. Ready. Say when. Now. Kolskegg lifted the flag above their wall, waved it. Nothing happening. They don't see me. He stood up, waved it wildly. Rocks bounced down the slope. One hit the middle of the formation. Bolts flew back to answer them, rocks from the captured engines. The turtle moved on, leaving two bodies behind. Get down, idiot! Oh. Kolskegg looked at the bolt sticking through his arm, sat down. Osbjorn scrambled back. Hold still. I have to break off the end, pull it out. He bound the wound tightly with one of the lengths of cloth from his belt. The other two watched admiringly. Don't carry bandages, have to tear up my clothes. Another battle when I get home, Grandfather told me. Says he'd rather fight the Emperor any day. What's happening? Turtle's gotten to where the path is blocked, clearing it. We're supposed to signal 3-1-3-1. Osbjorn took the flag that Kolskjaer had dropped, waved it. Bolts flew above him, bounced off the cliff face. Why, you don't stand up. More turtles. They're carrying something. Osbjorn put down the flag, scrambled back to his place by the wall. Ladders. First group clearing the path. Other two up the slope, either side from the clear part lower down. Hope your grand thought of that one. More rocks were bouncing down the slope, aimed at the men clearing the path. Most missed, some didn't. The turtle, a little smaller, crept forward. Our turn. Hope it works. Torvald moved back from the wall, took a round rock from a pile, put it carefully next to a peg driven into a crack in the cliff, gave it a gentle push. The rock rolled down the cliff face out of their sight, gathering speed, reappeared as a puff of dust on the slope just below the second turtle. Close, but you missed. They're putting up ladders. The fourth rock. One of the men at the base of the near ladder crumpled, rolled down the slope, hit the bottom, lay still. More rocks, a second hit. Now both ladders had men on them. Farther up the path, what was left of the first formation was still doggedly moving forwards, clearing rocks, rolling them down. Rock throwers have stopped, afraid of hitting their own men. A figure crawled from under the low roof, out of sight of the attackers. Shield held over his head, long pole in the other hand, he limped across the upper slope. Shield down, pole against the end of the ladder. Another man came out to join him. One of them fell, the other kept pushing. The ladder end slid sideways across from the face of the slope, down, shedding bodies as it fell. They haven't spotted the other one. Let me by. Osbjorn, bow out, quiver beside him, kneeling at the end of the wall, looked down at the remaining ladder, the men near its top. He drew, tucking his head under his right arm, right hand at the back of his neck, shot almost straight down. Four arrows, two men hit before someone below noticed him, and bolts started flying up. He leaned back into cover. Aunt Kara taught me the trick. Let you shoot down from a rampart without leaning over. Never been on a rampart, but this is close. If you wave the flag again, will they think it means anything? Nope. One signal for starting up, one for getting to the block part. Do it. Other end of the ledge. Distraction. Stay down. Don't need to get shot again. Kolskjaer waved the flag. Bolts rattled off the cliff behind him. Osbjorn snapped off two fast shots, back into cover. Wish Big Bjorn and his people were back. Dozen of us up here, it would be easy. Dozen cats wouldn't fit here. Tight enough for three of us. Can't be the only ledge. Only one we can get to in the dark. Hard to climb with people shooting at you. Torvald's voice from behind him. My last rock. Are they still climbing? One ladder. Turtles down to six men. Use this one. Osbjorn pulled a rock from the wall, rolled it back to Torvald. A moment later, they saw it bounce down the slope, barely missing the ladder. Trumpet calls from below. What was left of the lead formation stopped clearing rocks, started back down the path. The man, halfway up the remaining ladder, looked down, abruptly reversed direction. Two more rocks bounced down the slope from the men above, both missed. The attack was over. Kieran stepped back from the stretcher party, looked away from what they were carrying, turned to Georgios. Why did he stop? Wasn't going to make it. Turtle runs out of men before it gets to the top of the path. Could send another one up. The things were getting pretty crowded. Bodies, rocks coming down. One ladder was down, the other getting men picked off from the cliff. Getting two or three men to the top isn't going to do it. So what now? Cleared a good deal of the path. Doubt they have the manpower to fill it up again, with bolts flying around their ears. We'll build more ladders, maybe some long enough to get all the way up from the bottom. More rocks for our throwers. Patch the wounded best we can. If nothing changes, should take it tomorrow. Who's the commander talking with? Has a horse. Probably word from Nico. Hope nothing's gone wrong. When they reached Artos, he was standing still, eyes closed. He opened them, saw Chiron. Harald wants a parley. Why? One way to find out. Second can get ready for the next attack without me. Come along. He's worth meeting. Before dark, they reached the encampment by the ford. The commander of the 5th Legion met them. There's a tent at the halfway point, out of range of both sides. He's waiting, 2 men with him. Georgios, Chiron gives us even numbers. Nico hesitated, spoke. Sure you want? I could lend you Constant. Artos shook his head. No need. Not Harald's kind of crick. What do you think? Tell you when I get back. 3 men rode out to the tent, a roof, no walls, where Harald was waiting. At the sight of the man sitting behind him, the commander's eyes widened. Harald stood up. News for you. Brought Danio along to tell it. The cavalry officer hesitated, looked down, up. We surrendered. I'm one of the hostages. Everyone? Ravens cut out west, don't know if they made it. Everyone else. Tell him where you surrendered. It's the important part. The oasis. Outside. He looked up at the commander. They were inside, with the water. You're holding the oasis? Took it a week ago. Get your whole army there. You can have it back. My men have orders to leave if anything big shows up. Don't see how you'll do it. I've got more than half your water wagons, all the collection points along the cliff edge. Prince knows by now. Sent a courier to tell him your cavalry would be walking home. Needed food, water. How long for him to put together an army, when most everything he has this end of the province is here? Supply train. Get them to the oasis. Take the oasis. Get supplies to you. Doubt he can do it. Damn sure he can't do it before you run out of food. The commander remained silent. Lower Vale, nothing to eat but grass. We're still holding the upper Vale. I'm guessing you tried today, didn't make it. Might tomorrow, might not. Get through in force, they torch the grain stores. Flocks have been leaving since you took the ford. Goat paths up into the mountains. Start early tomorrow, everything goes well. Might get a good dinner for your boys from what's left. Not 2 weeks worth. Don't believe me? Welcome to send someone up Vale and look. Flag of peace, one of mine to keep him company. One thing more. Pass is open. Word got here today. Gavin's back his side of the river. Lost a lot of his cavalry, Boshkai, got the Legion safe home. Can't prove it, but it's true. The commander's voice was calm. Your proposal? You get your oasis back. Eagles get theirs. Other than that, same terms I gave Danio here. We keep the gear, everything but personal stuff. Make sure your boys get home. Maybe a little thin, but alive. Ransom is 2 gold emperors a man. Till it's paid, they can't fight outside the empire. Can't fight me or my allies inside. Officers as hostages till we get the gold. Looking forward to your company. Hardest I've had to work since Talon died. What, 12 years back? 13. I accept your terms on behalf of His Highness. Me, Legion commanders, company commanders as hostages. Enough officers left to get the men home. He stood up. So did Chiron. I have a different proposal. 1 hostage. Me. You're sure? Father needs you. Needs the rest. You sent me along for an education. Can't ask him, but I know the answer. Artos nodded. Chiron turned to Harald. I am Chiron, son of Iskander, son of Alciron. I offer myself as hostage for my father's men. Harald looked at him carefully, turned to Nut. Fetch Donald. Turned back to Artos. Not that I don't trust you, but there was that swimming pool. His Highness's idea. Get back. Give him my best wishes. Don't blame Constantine. 10 times his numbers and a trick. Lost a lot of his men, got hurt himself, getting better. Escort, too. Had to kill a lot of them. Rest would have kept fighting if I hadn't grabbed their water. Good men. The 2 fell silent. Chiron watched both, wondered what the next few weeks would be like. not dull. The silence was broken by Donald's arrival. He dismounted, walked over to Ciaran, looked at him carefully, spoke. Yes, Prince's eldest son. Won 3 silvers off him. Ciaran looked back at him. I didn't think the horse... Guesting with us, education, first rule, don't bet with Westkin. Second rule, especially on horses.